My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Shryan and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you very much. My personal greetings to Mr. Norman Brown of Deptford. I've never actually met him, but he wrote me a letter in which he said, keeping your team in check must be like working with the crazy gang. I deny that. It's really more like working with two-thirds of them. Still, here they are, John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, a record catalogue back in 1933 boasted of a singer, Josef Schmidt, hitting, as it said, the highest tenor note ever recorded. Here he is doing it.
When a tenor was worth a tenor.
Which note was it, John? Have a guess.
Well, he actually sang two, didn't he?
Well, yes, the sharp one.
A C or a C sharp?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing. It was a C sharp according to the record billing, but it's dropped a bit since then, and it's more like a C now. Yeah. Anyway, so I'd like to know, please, for your mark, if you can hit the same note. You can! You can! Well done. Right.
But you see, I can't do it actually from the chest. I mean, mine was a dirty falsetto.
Well, yes, you approached it via an arpeggio. You made it, John. You made it. Frank, talking of love and marriage.
Horses, young folks should get married. Horses, all for once makes sense. Sooner folks get started, sooner more young folks the men.
Any idea who the singer was, Frank?
Good true voice, isn't it?
He changed his name.
Did he get on an even keel, though.
That's right, that's the man.
Howard Keel, pre-Oklahoma.
Became
then Howard.
Ian, still on beefy singers.
The people who live on land are hard to understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a fella can flip a hook and a hip of a whale.
Another nice singer, very little known Rodgers and Hammerstein song.
Yes, I don't know the song at all. The voice seems familiar, but I can't really put a name to it.
It was Broadway voice.
Yes, he was
it's
the original
Broadway sound.
Yes,
isn't it?
He was the original Billy Bigelow, Dennis. If you can work it out from that,
John Raitt.
R-A-I-T-T.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because those voices don't record all that well, but in a theatre they get everywhere,
yeah,
don't
that's
they?
That's right, marvelous. As Ian knows. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't suggest that Ian doesn't record well, of course he does.
I know, but that's what you said.
Come on.
I never picked up that implication from it at all.
Right.
Simple
Dennis,
fellow me.
Yesterday's fondness, Dennis, for beefcake singers seems to have given place to soft, almost retiring ones, and one who certainly could afford to retire. A fabulous rhythm, I think, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's also what a friend of Frank and mine used to call a good little mover.
Yes, a good little mover, yes, yeah. On his video.
Well, he's the bloke who's apparently sold more records than anybody in the history of the world or anywhere else. It's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. It comes from his LP, Thriller, that's right. John, I was casually reading, in fact you might say carelessly reading, a concert brochure, and I saw a reference in it to a minor piano concerto. I realised then that it was Schumann's A minor piano concerto, but it made me wonder what you would nominate as a genuinely minor piano concerto.
I think the little one by Jean Francex, which
yes.
is in the major.
Yes.
It's a minor piano concerto. Yes.
Is it called concerto? It's called something else, isn't it? I seem to think.
I think there is.
Concertino, isn't it, or something like
well,
that?
Well, maybe. Yeah. But they're all tiny little things. I don't think he ever wrote anything longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a great jolly, comfort.
Jolly good idea.
Yeah.
Frank, your question. What did Philomena of Oxted do for Miss B. Harrison?
This is, I think, pre-war.
I'm dying to give you a clue. You don't want one, do you? Do you want
No, but I think we all know
Let
this.
Let me give you a clue.
Well, Philomena of Oxted was in about 1938.
You're on the right track.
Yeah. But she was an Afghan hound, a champion Afghan hound, which we really weren't shown until about 1938. They were imported from America, I think. And Philomena of Oxted was owned by Miss B. Harris. But unfortunately, when she was being shown at Crufts, Philomena of Oxted hurt her leg and couldn't go on. But as Miss B. Harris had blonde hair and a very long nose, she got down on all fours. And Miss B. Harris won Champion of Champions at Crufts in 1938.
It is more or less what it says here. Now may I give you my clue, please, which is...
Not the, I was about to swear, Nightingale.
Yes.
That failed to turn up and Miss B. Harris was there with her cello.
Beatrice Harrison. I did actually meet Beatrice Harrison and later on in life, strangely enough in view of your answer, she became a well-known dog breeder. She was a... Beatrice and May Harrison, Irish wolfhounds. And at Crufts, too.
They
so
used to come to the National Gallery when I was looking after the artists there. And it was a great day when the Harrisons arrived, because they were very, very old. Mm. And they always provided for themselves. So when I went into the artist room, there were nearly always potatoes and apples. Yes. One had to step round them. And these ladies would be applying their lipstick. And they never used the mirror. So there were a lot of misses, you know.
Oh, dearly. Beatrice Harrison, let it not be forgotten, Beatrice Harrison, to whom the Delius Cello Concerto was dedicated. I mean, they were fine musicians, Beatrice and May Harrison.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise,
they wouldn't have... recorded the Elgar Concerto with Elgar conducting.
Yes, they wouldn't have been in your National Gallery concerts.
Champion of champions.
Ian, completely different matter. Where will I find Liesel, Luisa, Friedrich, Kurt, Brigitte, Marta and Gretel?
Somebody muttered something from the...
Somebody did, I think.
It's whatever, wherever you'll find them, it's a crowd pleaser, I can tell you.
It is indeed. Would you like a clue?
I would love a clue, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's oh, yes, yes. It's well, then it must be all those lovely children.
Yeah. And seven children in The Sound of Music, taken from the film credits, yes.
Yeah.
Dennis, one of those repeated small ads that appear more or less daily in a newspaper reads... Tickets for Cats. And I find myself wondering what sort of a show cats would want to go to, particularly. What would you take a cat to see?
What sort of a show?
Clubs.
Well, I tell you, the French word for cats is spelt C-H-A-T, so I would take them to a chat show.
Of course you would. Of course you would. How simple. That's right.
I don't know. To see Frank Meower.
I think we'll let it go there. I'll sing two songs of Araby. Or on second thoughts, no, I won't. I'll play the eight tunes on the piano. One to four for Frank and John to identify. Five to eight for Ian and Dennis. Then piano medley coming up, then when I can remember which note is which.
Thank you.
Frank, you got the first one.
Yes, it's a rather sort of biological song. If I could plant a tiny seed of love in the garden of your heart.
Thank you. Right, that's right. Then came ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Don't think you know it, do you? Passe-pied from Le Roi s'amuse by Delibes. I wanted to say that, and I'm glad I've got it off my chest. Then came... Yes.
Spandau, the bagpipe.
Yes, the polka from.
Yes. Hornpipe.
Hornpipe, the sailor's hornpipe. You've got 3 out of 4, right? Now over to Ian, I think, for dum bum dum da 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 dum da da dum.
That's the California, the Fernand Groffet, Ferdy Groffet, isn't it?
Which sweet? Not California.
No,
it's a river rather nearer to us.
It's something. It's on his LP anyway.
Jolly good. I mean, near enough. I think it's difficult. It's Mardi Gras from the Mississippi Suite, but you got the composer, yes.
Walk in the Black Forest.
Yes, you know each other's tunes here.
Strike up the band.
And finally...
It's a bit from... Have you got it? It's in the American Patrol.
Yes,
isn't
that's
that
right. American Patrol. Yeah. Right. And we turn to people's names. Peter Grimes, Danny Deaver, Lily Marlane, Tom Bowling. Lots of names, full names, found in songs, operas and so on. I'm going to give you a first name, like, say, Lily... and ask you for the surname, which will be, Frank's racking his brains, Marlene. That's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. I can tell you now, I haven't found examples for U, V, X, Y, or Z, but we'll go through the other letters of the alphabet in order. Remember, it's an opera, a song. Well, an opera or a song or mentioned in a song. Right. John. A for Andrea...
Chenier.
Thank you. Frank for... B for Benvenuto...
Cellini.
Thank you. Ian for... C for Charlie...
Is my darling...
Yes. Or the moon shines bright on, Charlie Chaplin would have done. Dennis, D for Dinah.
Dinah. Dinah Lee.
Dinah Lee.
Yes.
It comes near the end of
her name.
That's right. Back to John. E for Eleanor.
Brown.
Well, good actress, but.
Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby, yes. Fred.
Fred Delius.
Well, it's got to be a song or an opera or something.
Fennecapan.
Ah, Fred Fennecapan. That's the one
opera.
I had in mind. Yes, Gracie Fields. Ian, Georgia.
Sweet Brown.
Brown, that's right. Dennis, H for Ari.
Ari. Ari on down, as in Ari on down to my place.
I think we give him that, don't you? Yes, I had in mind Ari Ork, actually, from Widdicombe Fair.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Or Ari Janosch, the... Also, it would have been nice if we'd had Hilda Tablet, wouldn't it? Still. Right. John, I for Ivan...
The Terrible.
Or by Glinka, an opera by Glinka. Ivan...
Suzanne,
yes, thank you. Frank, J for Jenny.
Jenny Diver.
Yeah, thank you, yes. Ian, K for Kathleen...
I'll Take You Home Again.
Yes, or Mavourneen. D, L for Leroy...
Big Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah, Leroy Brown, Frank Sinatra's song. John, M. Molly.
Malone.
Malone, thanks, that's Frank. Frank, N. for Nelly.
N. for Nelly. N. for Nelly. Dean.
Dean, thank you.
Old Mill Biver.
Ian, O. for Owen.
Wingrave.
Yes. D. Peggy. P. for Dennis. P. for Peggy.
Sweet Peggy O'Neill.
O'Neill, yes. We're on the last four now for the moment. John, R. for Sweet Rosie.
O'Grady.
You must have known. Frank S. for Suki.
Suki. Oh God! There's another one from
Biggers the opera. That's right. Yes.
Suki.
Tawdry.
Tawdry.
Give it.
Tawdry. Suki Tawdry.
And Ian, Little Tommy.
Am I too late?
Steel.
Or in a song, of course, or nursery rhyme.
Tucker. Run.
Little Tommy. Tucker. Dennis. Wee Willie.
Bailey. Well, you know,
come
Bill,
home,
he was
Will
known
Bailey,
as Bill.
Why would you come home?
Yeah, why would you come home, Wee Willie Bailey?
Yes, just about the most thrilling baritone voice I have ever heard. That made you sit up, Ian, didn't it? I had in mind, I must confess, this voice. John, the singer's name, please, and his role, if you can.
Historia. gods what a voice that is, or was.
Quite individual.
Yes, and it would be...
It's Tito Gobbi. Singing Simon
Boccanegra.
Unless you were going to ask Frank, then.
No.
Well,
no.
Of course I would.
As it says here, Simon Boccanegra, the doggy of Genoa, it says. Yes, Doge of Genoa. Simon Boccanegra. Frank, here's Gobbi again, this time in a Shakespearean role. I want to know, please, is he playing Starveling, Ariel, Hero, Falstaff, a soothsayer, or Dick Deadeye?
Wonder of heart of the Duke of the old folk, ero sottile, 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 ero miraggio, vago, leggero, gentile, gentile. Gentile, quello era tempo del mio verde aprile, quello era tempo del mio lieto maggio, tanto lo svelto, possibile, snello, che sarei guizzato attraverso un anello. Quando ero faggio, ero sottile, ero sottile, ero un miraggio, vago, leggero, gentile, gentile, gentile.
Perfect little bit, I think, that.
Some kind of message came through to me.
Yes.
That surely he must be singing the Duke of Norfolk.
Page.
When I was page. The Duke of Norfolk's page.
You didn't say
Quandaro Paggio. Anyway.
Cheat. At least cheat accurately.
He reminds me of another famous bass called Rossi Lemony. He's a bit of a lemon.
Anyway,
Duke
we'll give
Norfolk's
you that.
Duke of Norfolk's page.
Falstaff. We'll give you that. Verdi, from Verdi's Falstaff. Ian, the character, please, in the opera, also the composer, and a wild guess at the first performance date.
Come paride vezzoso, forse il povo, alla più bella, mia diletta villanella, io ti borgo quella.
I can remember with painful clarity the first time I sang in this particular opera, which is L'Elisir d'Amore by Donizetti. I didn't sing that part. Sang the part of the quack doctor, Dr. Dulcamara. And this was with Glyndebourne Touring Opera, and we opened in Newcastle at the Theatre Royal, and my character came on in a caravan pulled by a donkey. And we didn't tour a donkey, we had auditions in every city. And unfortunately, they chose the wrong one. He conned them, that donkey. And when we got to the scene where he had to come on, assisted by some of the chorus pushing the caravan, he dug his hooves in and he got about a yard on and stopped dead. And of course, the caravan has its doors actually to the back because they haven't been able to bring it round. So I have to poke my head out one of the side windows and an electrician has to run round with a light to light me. And no wonder the local critic said, after a rather shaky start, Ian Wallace settled down to the part. But I should say that the opera must have been round about sort of, 1808 or something like
well,
that?
Well, not far off. 1832 in Milan. Yes, indeed. The L'Elisir d'Amore, the character being Sergeant...
Belcore.
Belcore, thank you. Then it's back to Shakespeare. Is Gobbi here playing Pyramus, Thisbe, Wall, Moonshine, Lion, Peas Blossom, Cobweb, Iago, Moth, or Mustard Seed? Right, Dennis.
You know that donkey that wouldn't come on? I was waiting for you to write something down, Ian.
Yeah. I'm
temporising, it occurred to me that what a good name Gobbi would be for a punk rock singer.
Well, did you notice a name in my list who seemed suitable? I mean, can
well,
you imagine?
Well, Iago was the one that stuck out of
thank
Mustard Seed
much,
and all that lot.
Yes. Iago in Otello. And finally, we come to four songs that could hardly be more different. First, Frank sings, if you can remember it. It's a Great Big Shame.
It's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who.
married to a fella what is 6'3" and her only 4'2". They hadn't been married not a month nor more when underneath her thumb goes Jim. Oh, isn't it a pity that the likes of her should have put upon the likes of Jim?
John's song is a much-loved setting of a much-loved poem by Thomas More. She is far from the land. There's your key.
She is far from the land where her young hero sleeps, and lovers around her are sighing, but coldly she turns from their games and weeps. For her love,
Dennis's song is about washing up. Not what your American hostess means when she says, "Would you like to wash up?" This is about washing the dishes.
Right.
When I'm washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink, oh gosh, I get so excited, I can hardly think. I get a mouthful of soap suds, they taste good to me. As long as my sweetie's by my side, doing the dishes with me. There's no moonlight or a June night, but I'm telling you, I get loving near the oven when there's dishes to do. We do things that we hadn't oughter. We hold hands underneath the water, washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink.
We come now to Ian's song, which is in the form of a question addressed to a brass player.
Trumpeter, what are you sounding now? Is it the call I'm seeking? You'll know the call, said the trumpeter tall, when my trumpet goes a-speaking. I'm arousing them up, I'm waking them up. The tents are astir in the valley, and there's no more sleep with the sun's first peep, for I'm sounding the old reveille. I'm calling them home, come home, come home. Tread light o'er the dead in the valley, while lying around, face down to the ground, and they can't hear me sound the rally. But they'll hear it again in a grand refrain, when Gabriel sounds the last rally. But they'll hear it again in a grand refrain, when Gabriel sounds the last rally.
Well, to coin a phrase, my work is o'er, my task is done. Let's have a modest fanfare of trumpets for the winners in the musical quiz. It was going on a bit earlier. A victory this week for, and how right too, when you come to think about it.
Me.
Ian and Dennis. Bye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.